online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, at one, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Two men have appeared before magistrates in connection with a plot to attack Downing Street and assassinate the Prime Minister. Details of an alleged plan involving a suicide bomb and knife attacks have been heard at a court in Westminster. The pair from North London and Birmingham have been remanded in custody until later this month.
KMFM News.
Part of the M2's now reopened after a lorry crashed, causing a huge fuel spillage this morning. 700 litres of diesel had to be cleared from the carriageway after the HGV hit the central reservation and jackknifed, splitting its tank just before 4am. The motorway was closed for more than 7 hours in Medway earlier. Hundreds of children in Kent will be waking up in temporary accommodation this Christmas, according to figures seen by KMFM. Shelters says nearly 2,000 in the county will be homeless over the festive season. Medway has the worst problem, followed by Ashford and Dartford. Kate Wallace is from Shelter. She says there's no simple solution.
It is a national scandal. We've seen the government commit to building, to spending £2 billion on building more social homes, but that's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, 619 children waking up on Christmas morning in Medway without a home to call their own is certainly a national scandal.
Two men have been arrested on suspicion of assault after a man was hit by a car in Maidstone. He's in hospital with serious injuries after being knocked down by a 4x4 outside a shop on Barton Road last Thursday. A man's been arrested after a car was reportedly driven on the wrong side of the road near Whitstable and rammed a police car several times before coming to a stop. Officers initially tried to stop the vehicle in Baleen Common before spotting it again on the Thanet Way just after midnight. A 21-year-old from Herne Bay is being held on suspicion of possessing cannabis, dangerous driving and criminal damage.
This is KMFM.
MPs are demanding banks do more to help stop customers becoming victims of internet scams. A parliamentary committee report found online fraud is the most prevalent crime in England and Wales and is too widespread for authorities to solve alone. Former fraudster Tony Sales, who now advises on fighting it, agrees.
The banks have to get wiser in educating people of what to actually do with their information instead of trying to just shift liability back onto the consumer.
A Kent primary school's been criticised by parents after a pupil walked off site and into town. Staff didn't realise the Year 6 child had left Ashford's Victoria Road after asking to go to the toilet. The head teachers insisting they take safeguarding seriously and have reviewed their security procedures to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's thought a family member found the child and dropped them off again. Kent's Wildlife Trust want more of us to help look after our coastline while walking our dogs or fishing. It's part of a project encouraging more of us to become guardians of the deep, looking after shores from Deal to Dymchurch. They want people to spend half an hour a week checking their local beach and are even offering training in marine wildlife identification. Andrew South is from the Hythe Environmental Community Group, who are about to get involved.
They can build it into their walks, or if they're fishermen, or if they're just taking their dogs for a walk, just to spend half an hour a week just checking their local patch, any strange events or any perhaps wildlife that might be washed up on the beaches.
Reading glasses worn by Sir Winston Churchill have sold at auction for £6,000, around three times more than expected. Auctioneers not far from the wartime Prime Minister's Kent home Chartwell say the tortoiseshell specs are as iconic as his cigar and hat.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham are out of the Trekkertrade Trophy after losing 2-1 to Oxford United. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Well, the Gills controversially had what looked like a goal ruled out before the visitors to Priestfield got the winner in added time. Here's manager Steve Lovell.
Disappointed to have lost it in the way that we did. I thought first half, in the first 20, 25 minutes, we had three or four very good opportunities, which we should have taken.
You can hear more of his post-match chat with us at kentonline.co.uk. In cricket, England are up against it in their attempt to retain the Ashes. They're 2-0 down to Australia after losing the second test by 120 runs in Adelaide. The tourists have resumed day five, needing to score 178 more and with six wickets in hand. But skipper Joe Root went without, adding to his overnight tally of 67, and the home team sealed the win in just under a session. And in tennis, the head of the Australian Open says defending champion Serena Williams has entered next year's event after giving birth to her first child. The 23-time Grand Slam winner only became a mum in September.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.